GXP Podcast. Chatting with the coolest people from across the Midwest who do some awesome things.
We've been at this a minute.
And that's the podcast. Thanks for coming out.
See you next year.
Yeah. We love it.
Now, here's your host, Brian Lee.
Hey, welcome to GXP Podcast, ladies and gentlemen. Oh my gosh, do we have a freaking show for you guys? Oh my lord, hell yeah!
That's what I'm talking about. What an interest, what an interest.
We got, first of all, we got DJ, and then we got Derek. Yeah, DJ, what's up, man? You are the youngest person to ever grace our microphones, man. Amazing. How young are you?
I'm 11, but I like to think of myself as 12.
It's a story behind that. It was a story behind that because...
Well, first off, we got Derek Perkins in the studio, right? And we're going to talk about why he's here, right? Because he has a foundation called Never Dream Less, and it's a nonprofit organization. But he came in here, he hit me up, we got him on the podcast, and then he brought his 11, almost like he thinks he's 12... son in the studio with him. And I tell you what, I'm not gonna lie, like, DJ, you are the most grown young man I've ever met in my entire life. We had a full conversation in the studio. I almost fucking signed you. Sorry, I didn't mean to say that.
It's okay. This happened before.
It's happened before?
Yes.
No, I've been trying to sign before. I'm like in between agents.
Yes.
I'm just doing my thing.
He talented, man. I'm blessed with him. Like, real talk. Like, I.
This man, I tell you what, holy cow. Like.
Yes. I'm loving it.
We got Derek Perkins in the studios. Am I saying your name right?
Yes.
Okay,
yes,
cool.
Yes.
I just want to make sure. And we're talking about your nonprofit organization here called Never Dream Less.
Yes, sir.
Let's hear about that. What's going on?
Okay, when we first started Never Dream Less, it was a dance group when we first started it. But we have this session where we had the kids pray it. We heard a lot of prayers that we shouldn't have never heard, because they was talking about stuff that kids shouldn't be talking about. So when we heard their prayers, it was about like deep stuff. I can't even really say it, get deep into it, but it was deep where it made me realize this is not the path that I should be going at the moment. So I ended up talking to my wife, and me and her decided to make it into a mentor program where we give the kids what they want. Far as like, it's a no electronic zone, first of all.
No electronic. I've heard a lot about that lately.
Yeah, it's organic.
DJ, how do you feel about that? No electronics?
Yeah, it's actually a good, really good thing, a rule to put up there, because everybody keeps on looking on their phones, keep on texting and getting on Facebook. I mean, it's riding their brains, and they're not even able to do stuff that normal kids should do.
Yeah. Yeah, they basically will be doing that, and it's at first I thought it was a little bit tight to be doing that because, you know, kids depend on. But then when I prayed on it and talked to my wife, she told me like, this is the route that we need to go, because these kids, they don't know nothing without the electronic systems.
Yeah.
And they think that everything they see on social media, they supposed to do it in real life, like becoming these gangster rappers up here, bullying and social media bullying and all that. Like, that's not the right. When we was young, I can come to you anytime and be like, hey, you want to play basketball, or you want to go play some football, right? And it would be no problem. Now kids are afraid to come to other kids because of the simple fact that social media make it look like it's soft to interact with one another and try to get to know one another. So I felt like this is what was needed for the kids to become kids organically, not enthused by social media.
I love every bit of that, Derek, honestly. It is so dope. It's not even funny. Like, what kept going over my head was Warren G saying, the street lights just came on and my mom is in the streets telling me to come home. So I hit that skates and I hop on my Schwinn.
Yes.
And I tell the homies, all right, then. Yeah.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
That was, you know? Yes. Like, that was like when the streetlights came on, like,
you know,
all right,
you gotta
guys.
Get home. Yep.
All right. All right.
Get home before they
get. Yeah, I'll see you. You know? And now it's like, man, get out in the street.
I know.
Like, what are you doing?
That's sad. And that's sad. They quick to throw their kids out to the monsters.
Well, of social media, but yes. Like we want them out in the streets, yes. Like playing, yes. You know, playing street ball, playing all
yes.
That
yes.
Stuff.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
You
and,
know,
and that's what I'm trying to get that flavor. See if they rehab from the phone, then you know what I'm saying, they'll be open minded to try new things.
Yeah.
And like that's what we do at our organization. We play basketball, baseball,
football,
kickball, yeah. And stuff like that. But lately it's been so hot that we ain't been doing it, and we need. Yeah. Donations.
Okay, so how do we find Never Dreamless Foundation? How do we find it on social media? As we're talking about how bad social media is, but that's how people are going to find you.
Yeah, yeah, and that's true. How we find us on social media, you go on Never Dreamless Foundation. It should pop up automatically with a gold hand. And it will give you the close. It'll guide you to our neverdreamless.com website, which will give you a lot more details about what we stand for and believe in. And far as like, yeah, back to that question when you said the kids do need to be on social media and stuff, I do agree on that, but I think we should set guidelines when it comes to being on social media. A certain time
for adults too, not just
yes,
kids.
Yes,
like
yes.
I think adults are worse than kids. To be honest.
You're right. You're yeah. Right. You are yeah. Right. You,
you know?
Are so so right.
Like if I look at my screen time, I'm like disgusted. I'm like, this is. You know what what is wrong with me? Like why am I on sitting here on you know social media more than I am doing anything else? You know?
And you know what? Yeah. A lot of that got to do for us adults. Yeah. I think adults, especially the adults from our time and generation, I think they be on social media because it makes them feel like they are part of this young youth. Because,
yeah.
You know, when you get to a certain age, they yeah. Be like, oh, I'm alone.
Look at that. He's over like,
because
yeah.
My mother.
I'm like, you're 11. How do you know? But I'm like, I'm agreeing with him. I'm like, yeah, you're right.
That's my son, man. He knows because he be seeing his grandma. And seeing this yeah. Other grandma, they be on social yeah. Media more than they do because they don't right. Go on social media.
So we need social media for certain aspects,
yes.
But then we need to like be advocates of being off of it.
Yes,
right.
Yes. You're right.
You
You're
know
right.
What I'm saying? You got something coming up here on September 10th, I believe, and tell us about that. It's
okay. This what event that we have going on September 10th? It's bigger than. Than you and I can imagine.
Which is my birthday.
You already know.
I'll
you
be
can,
there. I'll be
you
there.
Better,
I'll be
cause,
there.
Cause it, you don't want to be miss a part of history because I say it's history because these kids, they're going to be the one directing it, number one. Number two, these kids, I seen them from when they was first came into our organization. They had barriers built up on them and, like, walls. Like, they was well-guarded. And, like, God is so good. He helped me break all them barriers, and now they smile more. Like we have this one girl who's a granddaughter of one of our staff there. She came in there. She was tough. Like she wasn't listening or nothing like that. But through time, once she saw that we are here to help her and to guide her to what she's trying to do, in she started to see that, and she started to like just open up. She smiles more. She always helping without us telling her anything, and she talks about us. So you know what I'm saying, in a good way. And she joined our dance team that we created, and that was a shocker because I couldn't get her to do none of that at all. Like she would not yeah. Want to come in.
So it's amazing what positive reinforcement can do to
yes.
To a human being.
Yes.
You know, if you're in a negative environment and you constantly have negativity, yeah. You know, it's hard to be positive.
Yes.
And so you guys are providing that.
Yes.
That's amazing. DJ, how do you help your dad with all this?
Well, I support him. Every single time he asks me to help him with something, I do it. And mm-hmm. Most of the time, you know, I just Oh, Sunday is.
I put him on the spot.
I know. Go ahead, be yourself.
No, but you know what? You know, be yourself for sure, and tell us how you help your pops. You know, like I'm 41 years old, and I love my dad still, and I still call him pops.
That's what's up.
He's one of my best friends ever. You know, and like having that type of love and relationship is super huge.
Yeah,
like he still doesn't understand what I do. Yeah. Like he doesn't, and
well, if
and
he only knew.
Well, he just he doesn't get it. You know, he's a simple minded person that is like, I think you do karaoke or something. Like he's like, how do I tune into your show? And I'm like, that explains everything there.
All that thing. Hey, I was shocked by all the things. Wow. I only know you. From,
yeah, I know, what? Right, DJ? He's like, wow. Wow, that's always that. He's sitting there trying to like process it, and he's like, "What?"
Shoot, man, I learned a lot from you about you today, shoot, man, that I didn't even know. I thought I knew you. You know what I'm saying? From your legacy, like I said, out here, and just like it amazed me, man, that when you think you know something about somebody, and then how they just blossom everybody, man.
How like, they move around.
Yes,
you know?
Yes.
And yes. How we move around here at the Soundbox is completely different than anybody else, and we want everybody to know that. That's why we're bringing people like you on.
Yes.
So we can help your organization and make sure that people know who you are and DJ are.
Yes.
And contribute to it and be a helping hand. You know, that's our main goal. Like, that's why we built all this.
And, man, it's been a blessing. Like, I really appreciate what y'all are doing because...
What's
like,
that?
It's been a blessing.
Yeah.
And you don't know how many people I done tried to vent to about our organization that wouldn't give us a chance. So that's why I'm so grateful and devoted to you for this opportunity for let me talk about my organization. Because, like, we knocked on doors and asked a lot of people, like, you and Rich Burden is the only people that really like talk to me.
I love Rich.
Yeah, he's my buddy, man. Yeah, that's a good friend, and I salute. And Steve, the clothing store, Steve.
Yeah.
Them two, like the only ones who really sat down and like talked to me, and like you know, and Tone the boss. Tone talking, but he's
shout
so
out
busy.
To Tone,
yeah,
man.
Shout out to Tone. Got to get that
T1
shout out to
Entertainment.
Him.
All
talk,
Tone
man. Real talk, man. Give me my ring. You already
man.
Know. And that's what they gonna give me after after they really.
I gave Tone his first interview ever. That was like
that's
15
how I really
years
met.
Ago. Yeah.
That's how I really knew about you, because of Tone, because he talked so highly about you, bro.
You know
really
what, man? The man deserves all his flowers.
Yes,
I don't
deserve
any.
And more.
I'm just here to help. Never Dream Less Foundation. How do we find you on social media? How do we find you, you know, with an email address, all that stuff? We need to know.
Oh, well, you go on my personal page. You'll be able to find me, because I got a link where it's called Never Dream Less Foundation. And also, you can just go on a website or Google me. Never
Was
Dream.
There a website for it?
It's
the website?
Neverdreamless.com.
Okay, perfect.
You'll see
that.
A big gold hand. Soon you look it up.
A big old.
And you'll see every detail that you need to know about our organization. We stand for so many things that people just don't know that we're out there. But today, one of the reasons they're going to find out.
They're going to know. September 10th coming up here, you guys have a benefit, right? And where's that going to be at?
It's going to be at the United Way.
United Way.
Yep.
United Way here in Cedar Rapids.
Yes.
317 7th Avenue Southeast in Cedar Rapids from 6 to 9 p.m.
Yes.
Okay. You're going to have live performances. You're going to have arts and craft auctions.
Yeah.
You also got special guests, including Marcus Martin, Messiah Mom, and is it Luvu?
Luvu. Yep.
Luvu. Okay.
Yep.
And also DJ Benja is going to be on the ones and twos.
Yeah.
So we just want everybody to know that you need to check it out. It's put on by Derek and Melissa Perkins.
Yes. Yes. I appreciate that. Yes.
So, September 10th, get your tickets. They're only $5. Come on down. and support a great cause. Now, Derek and DJ, what do you guys do like when you're not like promoting goodness to everybody everywhere around you? Like, what do you guys like to do like hanging out?
Well, we do, me and him, on weekends we had this family time where we play Uno where he cheats, but
I do not cheat. I do not cheat.
You cheat?
I do not cheat.
Yeah, he be cheating.
No, he be cheating.
It sounds like you cheat.
No.
It sounds like you cheat.
I do not cheat. He's the one who be cheating.
Oh, really? Nah, you're the one who's cheating?
It's his mama and him. They be double cheating.
She's not even here to like defend herself. I invited her. We have an extra microphone.
She actually is at our organization helping the other staff maintain the group.
So at least she's doing good while she cheats on Uno and the other time.
We
are not
like,
cheaters.
DJ just looked at me like, that's my mama. Don't talk like that. Like, he almost fought me. Like, I was scared for a second. I was like, man, you're coming around the side. You're coming around.
He's very overtaxed.
Yeah, I know.
His sister's the mastermind, too. She be getting over using her adorable.
Man, you're just calling everybody out.
Yeah,
I'm she's like, not adorable.
Derek, I think you're the cheater, man. I think you're the cheater.
Yeah. Yes.
I'm the most innocent person you'll ever meet.
Oh, really? That's what he's trying to think.
Not with Uno. Not with Uno.
Uno, I am the king. I win fair.
We know why now.
Oh, you're the king of cheaters, Dad. You're the king of cheaters.
No, I ain't going to sit here and take this title.
All right, DJ, we're going to finish the podcast here. Your dad has just left the building. He's so mad.
That hurt my feelings, man.
You know, I'm out of here. Do you even know where the exit is, bro?
I'm not going to take this stuff, man. I'm not going to take this, man. He's a real cheater, though. I ain't going to eat no more.
So that's what happens on GXP Podcast sometimes, you know. We like to definitely get the business out of the way, and then I want to see what you guys are up to. You know, that's the biggest thing. Apparently, you are a cheater at Uno. And
yeah, you gonna keep on putting me under the bridge. Don't put me on the bridge.
Look, if you can see the video right now, his son is like, Dad, it's cool. We got this motherfucker. Like, if he gets out of line, I'm gonna smoke him. And I'm like, I'm scared. I didn't mean to swear on air.
All that thing, he just straight up just threw me under the bridge and stuff, man. It is what it is.
You know what? He is a cold dude.
Yeah,
he is a cold dude.
Yeah, I'm not cold. I mean,
I'm just saying that's a good thing. Like, you're cool as ice, man. Like, I've never met anybody your age that act like you did.
Wait till you see him perform at the event. Wait till you see him. He's one of a kind.
Man,
he's
if
one
you
of a
see
kind.
This guy right now, oh my gosh.
He's one of a kind. I've been trying to get him to do acting, but you know
He should. DJ, you should act.
We
man.
Don't got no.
You got great complexion. You have a lot of like facial like expressions, and you just get after it. We'll hook it up with Young Creatives here, and we'll get you in a couple of videos here.
See? Oh, thank you.
See, I told you on that thing.
We'll hook it up. I said it. And I'll talk to Riley Mobbs and Juan, and we'll get you in something. Because they're always looking for young actors.
Yeah. He loved to entertain. Yeah. That's the number one thing. He always loved to make people laugh, and he always tried to outshine anybody that he come across. That's what he liked to do.
Like I said, I had a grown adult conversation with him in the other room. I almost signed the damn kid. What you want? All right.
That's my boy. He always makes me proud. That's one thing about him. Yeah. That's why I love him. He always he's like a younger me, because like when I was young.
Did you handle yourself that way when you were younger?
Oh yes.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Okay. I was goofy.
Yeah.
I was the class clown. My mom used to come up there. She was the type that she knew I was finna act up like by doing too much. I always try to overdo everything that I do. Acting stupid. I come in there acting like Michael Jackson or...
Did you get in trouble or were you a good kid?
Sometimes. No,
not real trouble, just like... This
like,
kind of...
as far as like school, I didn't get in too much trouble. Like, I had a lot of fights here and there, you know what I'm saying? But
We've all had those. Yeah. It was...
I was what you call a problem solver.
What's that mean?
The problem solver. My
DJ,
guys,
what's that mean?
My guys, they were getting fights, and I was the problem solver. Not in no killing or nothing like that. Like when we get in fights,
You took care of business.
I was the big dude out of the bunch.
Yeah.
But all my guys, they all had hands. But you know,
right.
Back in the day, man, like it was just we was just fun. We liked to have fun, but now that was the old me. But right. This is the new me.
Well, I like the new him.
Yeah, honestly. For sure. You know,
and that's why I'm like with kids who went through. Well, I never was a bully. That's one thing I want to make clear. I never was a bully. I always was the person that against the bullies.
Sure.
Like I never like all my brothers and my homeboys of the struggle will vouch for me on this. Like I never liked it. Nobody being bullied. Even when I went to Job Corps down here. I always stood up for what I believe in when it came to that. My mama can vouch for me when you meet her, and you're going to meet her. And, like, that's right. What I don't want him going through is that right. Bullying and stuff. Yeah. And that's why I created this organization.
You know, I think in the 90s and early 2000s, like, bullying was a thing because it wasn't, like, exposed.
Yeah.
You didn't have social media or anything like that. And it was, like, all, like... In the bathroom or the back of the classroom,
yes.
Something we're never, you know, I was bullied big time as a kid.
See, I can
like,
see you being a,
yeah,
a
well,
bully.
And you know, and these people that used to bully me, like I'm friends with them now. I just let it go, and we just, you know, I'm just, and they're like, yeah, that was wrong.
Yeah.
But you know, I think it happened a lot more when there wasn't as many eyes in the room.
Yeah, yeah.
There was no cameras in the rooms, nothing like that. So. You know, I just don't think it happens as blatantly now. It's more online.
Yeah, and that's what's sort of cyberbullying.
Actually, you know, words hurt worse than punches.
Like, yes. It creates people to have depression and commit suicide. That's why the suicide rate is so high, especially with these kids doing this mollies and popping pills and stuff like that. So people can't deal with emotional verbal attacks.
Yeah.
So, like, that's another reason why I created this program. To reprogram all that. Like, you don't have to look at him as an op. Don't have to look at him as an enemy. That's what social media sometimes wants you to look at. They get more, put it like this, more negativity gets more publicity than positive. Like, right now, like, you probably see somebody, like, come up there, beat somebody down or whatever, and people would be following them.
All right.
Compared to, like, somebody like him standing up for bullying, they won't get that much respect.
Yeah, and we need to make that apparent. Like, if you are standing up for somebody being bullied, like, I'm not asking you to go online and, like, make a post about it, but just do it for yourself and, like, do it for that person.
Yes.
Because sometimes that's all they need.
Yes.
You know?
Yes, you are so right.
It's ridiculous.
And that's why I'm glad you brought this up, too, because this needs to be a topic, because a lot of people is afraid to stand up for stuff like this. They like to... stand up for stuff that, you know what I'm saying, they don't realize they got to start.
Give them notoriety.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah, you know?
And that's sad. And that makes me so mad. And that's why I say my program is different from others. They doing it for spotlight fame. A lot of people. Not all of them, but a lot of them.
Right.
Mine is organic. Like, I'm, like, trying to get these kids to believe in their self. Like, not because somebody got more than what they have, but believe in their self because it's the organic way to do it. Like, if they can stand and play and do hands-on games with another person that they would consider an op, if social media told them to, then they will learn how to connect with one another and build a relationship with one another.
Right.
That's what my program is based on. And, like, with bullying, I talk about bullying a lot. If you ever come to one of my sermons when I'm giving announcements, that we all should look at each other on the same platter, that we all should be. Matter of fact, it's a pledge. Look at this right here.
All right.
It's a pledge that I have the students say every day. DJ,
it's never dream less pledge.
Yeah.
I pledge to my squad to help them.
You know it by
tall.
Heart.
I'll let you say it. Go ahead, DJ.
I pledge to my squad to help them stand tall. To earn respect is to show respect and to help my team when they fall. I'm accountable for my squad as they are accountable for me. We are one beat, one tune, one step. One motion. We are kings and queens in the making. Our village is guiding the way. I'll stay humble but confident. I pledge this day.
That was dope.
That's what I have them say at the beginning of our session every day. Every day. That they have to hold each other accountable for one another. And that's what I try to teach them. And when I have people that, like, don't get me wrong, it's people that don't believe in what I'm trying to do. They think that we are forcing them. No, we're not forcing them. We're teaching them how to be there for one another. That's the problem.
All right.
We're taking away accountability of being each other. I tell them that we all family. We all family because we might not be family by blood, but we family because we all going through the same struggle where we are statistics, you know what I'm saying, in the urban community. Whether you're white, black, or Mexican, it doesn't matter.
Right.
But all low-income places are considered in a statistic where they judge you just because of what background you come from. You came from where I come from, and look at you, you successful. Everybody respect you. That's what I'm when you was talking about that you don't look at yourself different from others. I understand that, but I just say because you coming from where I came from and you being humble and you still giving out, and you said this is what touched my spirit when you just said what you said a couple of minutes ago, that you had people that was bullying you and now y'all friends.
Right.
Like, you could have easily threw them under the rug because of your success, but you didn't do that.
Well,
you give everybody an opportunity. You don't judge them.
You can be redeemed.
Yes.
You know, if
yes.
God, if, you know, I'm not a God person, big time, but if God can redeem us, then we shouldn't be there to judge anybody else.
Yes. Yes.
You know, we're all equals here.
Yes.
Like, we're here to make a positive, impactful, you know, environment for everybody.
Mm-hmm. And that's why when you told me your story and put me on to you more that I know about you now, and I thank you for giving me your testimony and talking to me about that, because, like, you make me a believer now. You let me know that it is humble people out there, and it's people that, you know what I'm saying, want to help everybody. Like you, and I appreciate that.
Derek, you know. I'm going to be the first to tell you that, you know, 10, 12 years ago, I was not that person, and I look back on it, and I'm ashamed of how I acted. You know, not, I wasn't, like, you know, I didn't beat anybody up, or I didn't, mm-hmm. like, belittle anybody, but I walked around with my freaking nose in the air, and... You know, I'm here to help everybody now, and that gets you nowhere in life.
Yeah.
Nowhere.
You are so right.
And so, like, I have the resources now.
Yeah.
With a great team here at the Soundbox, everything that we're doing here, and we just want to help everybody succeed.
And I see that, and I want to be one of the few. I know you got it a lot.
You're
before.
Here. You're here.
And I thank you for that, bro.
Like, DJ's here, man.
I thank you for that, because, like, I knew like that he would show what I'm trying to say about the young youth. Like, my son, like, I am so thankful for him. Like, I tell him all the time, he makes me proud, and, like, he always trying to be there for people, and he always try to make people smile. And that's the characteristic that he got from his daddy and his mama, because his mama is such a humble person too. And like I said, we are trying to bring this community together how it used to be back in 2002 when I first moved down here, where you can walk down the street without worrying about nobody shooting at you or nothing like that. I feel like it's gonna take time. But it's worth it. And even if I don't save, like, a whole group of kids, one is good enough for me. And I mean that from the bottom of my heart, because coming from where I come from the neighborhood I come from, like, I don't want to imitate that. I don't get no pleasure after claiming that I come from a neighborhood that used to beat on people or destroy people. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I love my neighborhood. Don't get me wrong. But I don't want the negative side of it to impact over the positive side of it, because it is good people and elders who taught me a lot. That's what made me want to do this. Like, my mother, my godmama, Miss Punkin, Odessa Aldridge, and Marlon Chambers, and and it's another one. I can't remember her name. Oh, she gonna whoop my tail if she sees.
Yeah.
And she was one of the main people that influenced me too, because they all, like, I got a neighborhood that support me, that believe in me and know about me, and, like, if they was down here, they'd be up here rooting. They'd be with me, like, to the core.
Well, you got a whole team behind you now.
And I'm thankful.
And you got an amazing young man that adores you and is, like, one of the most mature young men I've ever met in my entire life.
Oh, yes. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
And I think my two kids are the two best people in the world. But I'm like, y'all got to freaking meet. My son's at basic training right now as a 17-year-old.
Wow.
Right? And he's a squad leader. Wow. And he's president of his senior class and everything. I don't need to talk about any of that. Anyways, yeah. I'm like, congrats. Y'all need to, you need to, you, no, you guys need to hang out. Because
he always
I'm like,
say he want a big brother. He always tell
yeah. Well, that thing. And my, you know, it's amazing. How many kids do you have?
I have two and I got one on the way.
Oh, really? Congrats, man.
That's why I'm trying to
how
build
how young are you?
I'm going to be 40.
Yeah, yeah, and you got a kid on the way. Look at you.
I know, this is my last.
He be getting it in. He be getting it in, yeah.
That's the wall.
His son's even clapping. Like, go, Dad. Hell yeah.
No, nah, but this is the last. This is the last.
Is DJ your oldest?
He's going to be my oldest boy. Yeah. But I got a daughter who's older than him. Her name is Anaya. That's
So, DJ, do you and Anaya hang out? Do you talk?
Let's just say
best
that.
Friend.
Are they?
Best friend.
Isn't that dope?
Yeah, she probably was wondering where he at right now as we speak.
Why isn't she here?
Because she's not like him. she's not like him.
Right.
As far as like, she can be entertaining, but she when it comes to spotlight, she'll...
Well, this isn't the spotlight. You guys, DJ, you should start your own podcast, and I'll help you, bro. You would just be a freaking star, dude.
I tried to put Tone on, but I told Tone to check him out, but Tone been busy, so...
Well, don't worry. It's all the same house.
That's what I'm saying.
It's all the same
house. I'm glad you see it, so on that thing.
I'm like, man. I'm going to sign you on two different contracts.
On that thing, hey, man.
You're going to end up hating me. You guys owe me this much.
And he don't forget. I'm just letting you know.
Yeah.
He doesn't forget. Yeah. If you tell him something, he's going to remember it. Like, all right, he's going to be like,
I'm not going to lie. I want to get you guys this picture after this because you guys got to see DJ. He is a charismatic dude. Like, oh, yes. My gosh. And you've been quiet, actually. Like, your dad's been talking the whole time, but I'm like, I think you should start your own podcast.
He would talk only when I'm not around. He could talk like crazy. He don't mind talking. He just afraid that if he say something that I probably don't observe, he'd be like, oh, but dad, I didn't know.
Respect is huge. Yeah. Like, you know, my kids are, I hear them when they're in the basement with their buddies, like on freaking Xbox. And I'm like, man, you guys are potty mouths. Holy cow. You know?
That's him. Yeah. That is him.
Yeah.
He would entertain anybody and everybody. He just loved to talk. And he say the stuff that you wouldn't even expect him to say. That's what
I know. I was talking to him in the studio next door, and I was like, bro.
Yep, all right. That's him. Definitely him.
All right,
that is definitely him. Like, if you give him the platform, just
so
have.
So let me ask you this, DJ: Where did you learn to like compose yourself so well around adults? Because you talk like an adult, man. It's amazing.
Well, okay, so
I'll
just say that my dad and my mom have been. And I've been talking so much, and I've been hearing other people.
So you're just picking it up along the way, basically.
Yes, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Because there's not a lot of 11-year-olds that talk like you. I almost signed this kid. I'm still trying to, actually.
I'll tell you, man. He.
You know what, though? But that's the best thing is, like, being around, like, positive people and, like, you know, people who have a lot of education and, like, picking all that up on it. Like, you speak very, you know what you're talking about. You have a lot of education behind you. So, that's dope, man. Good job.
Yeah, I appreciate
good job,
that.
Man.
Appreciate that. He already know. Like,
I know. He already know.
And when we was coming here, because he didn't think that it was going to be like this. I know when we leave, he's going to be talking about, oh, Dad, man, I never seen nothing like that.
Yeah.
Ooh, he's going to be bragging about it, because that's what he does. He likes to...
We'll take some pictures before you leave and everything else. Like, hang out. Like, you guys are welcome here anytime. You guys are amazing, seriously. We got Derek Perkins in the studio with us and DJ.
Yes.
We're talking about his foundation called Never Dream Less Foundation.
Yes.
And on September 10th at, hold on here, I got it here, United Way Building on 317 7th Avenue Southeast in Cedar Rapids, Iowa. $5 tickets from 6 to 9 p.m. Come out to the show. It's going to be amazing.
Yes.
Dude.
And donate on our GoFundMe.
Yes, and we can find you where online?
Neverdreamless.com.
neverdreamless.com. NeverDreamless.com.
Yes.
And make sure you let them know that you heard them on GXP Podcast. They're going to be back here in like 6 months, and we're going to re-interview them again. Yes. Because you guys are amazing.
No, I appreciate it. You're amazing, bro.
You guys are awesome.
This was awesome.
Yeah. Like,
I can't believe it. It's still like a dream.
He's tripping me out. I'm just like, what? Like, every time he talks, I'm like, what?
Oh, that thing! It's like a dream. Like, I've been wanting to let the community know that we here, we out here, and like I said, we finna let these kids know that we all about them. We are all about them. We are prepared to do whatever we got to do to make sure that their future become what they wanted to become.
Well, you guys are doing amazing things here in the community, and we just want to make everybody aware for sure. So definitely check out neverdreamless.com.
Yes. Yes.
And we got Derek Perkins and his son DJ in the studio. Yeah. DJ Brian Lee, thank you so much. Have a good one.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, man, I like it. Oh, man, Joe, you made me want to go home and practice to be a podcast for real, man. I didn't even know that much fun, though.
That was so much.